All right, we are back after an amazing performance by our middle school swing choir. We are fortunate to have so many talented young folks and certainly instructors to help teach them. So. All right, next up is the Ohio High Point Report.
We had our meeting last week, and it was they had our Christmas dinner that same day, so it was kind of cool. They had the culinary students that basically wait on us. They do a very formal type of dining experience. So we have a 4-course meal. You get shrimp cocktail to start out, and cheesecake at the end. It's really good. And it's kind of neat because the way they set it up is they have the administrators kind of sit in between the board members, so you get this informal time to hang out and talk to the administrators about different things, get to know them on an individual level. So that was kind of cool. And then just some of the things I pulled away from, because the administrators then got up and all gave kind of a report for the year as to, you know, what's been going on and what, you know, challenges coming forward and that kind of thing. And one of the things I made note of was that they're looking to do this local foods thing. I think it's a Farm Bureau type of initiative. I'm not positive of that, but it's trying to get fresh foods into schools. And I think Ohio State's got a program, and so they're working with High Point to kind of help set that up. But when they say local foods, they're talking anywhere in the state of Ohio kind of falls under that. And so High Point's hoping that over the next year they're able to develop the program, work out all the details, and then they're going to make, you know, whatever they learned available to all the partner schools. So getting kind of fresh foods in the cafeteria.
Cool.
So, we talked a little bit about their laptop program. It's been 7 years they've been doing that.
So every student gets a laptop?
Yeah, so that they're pretty much the leader in the state of Ohio for that. And they say they get a call probably once a month or more from other districts looking to see how they did it. And so it's kind of neat. And I guess now they're getting ready to, they're uses beta software. They're like being used as a beta test site for some software where the teacher has able to kind of see every screen on her screen and in the class and kind of monitor what's going on and then kind of pull it up and interact somehow. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of neat. So.
Very cool.
And student activities, I think I reported a couple months ago about how they were doing the Ohio High Point e-store where they sell, they had their supply chain management group out of Urbana who was going to put a e-store up to kind of sell sweatshirts and t-shirts and kind of stuff like that, and that finally went live. So if you're interested, it's ohpestore.com, and all the profits or proceeds from that go to a scholarship for High Point students.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very cool.
And then the something cool aspect was Jeff Price, the superintendent there, has been talking with, you guys have heard of the shale oil and gas.
Marcellus?
What's that?
The Marcellus Shale.
Say again?
The Marcellus Shale?
Yeah, the Marcellus Shale and the Utica one, yeah. And so there's a lot going on about that right now. And so what they're estimating is like 200,000 jobs in the state of Ohio, if it all goes right. 43 different career things. And obviously they want to keep as many of those jobs in the state of Ohio as possible. So they're looking to, you know, some of the career techs to help train and tool some of those people in Ohio so they can get those jobs. Mm-hmm. And so Jeff's been kind of talking to them on a pretty regular basis. Get a pretty cool presentation of the whole process. So
the fracking process?
Yeah, the fracking process and the ability to kind of do horizontal drilling. It's kind of neat because I grew up in Ashtabula and we had oil wells out there, and you know they're kind of spread out all over the place where they're now able to kind of drill down and go out. And so what would otherwise have took 100 different wells they're able to get to by just a footprint that's no bigger than the inside of here. So it's kind of neat.
It's like down on their property and out under yours?
Exactly, I think so. That was neat. I said it only takes like 70 to 100 days to kind of drill it and everything.
Wow.
And get it up and running. So that was it.
Cool.
Oh, wait. No, one more thing. Upcoming events. All boards banquet on January 11th.
So that's a Wednesday, right? That's a Thursday.
Is it?
9th? 10th? That's a Wednesday. Because ours is the 9th. Our organizational meeting is the 9th. So
it's It's at 6 p.m., and I've never been to one, but it's open to all board members from all the partner districts and superintendents, and so it's kind of a good opportunity to kind of see High Point and meet other board members.
Yeah, because you get to take a tour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right, great. Thank you. The legislative report.
Well, it's not a whole lot. Both of the dyslexia bills that I talked about before they passed and have been delivered to the governor. And then the congressional map revision has already been signed by the governor. So we're only going to have one primary.
In March, right?
In March. March 6th.
What's our deadline to get on the ballot for that?
December 7th.
All right.
It was. And the school curriculum bill about the founding documents is considered to be informally passed until January 10th. So I guess that's kind of on hold. And then there was testimony, two hearings, second hearing for two different school bullying bills, House Bill 116 and Senate Bill 127, and that occurred on December 6th. And that's about it.
All right. Thank you. Next up is public participation. Anybody would like to address the board at this time? All right. The noes have it. Next up is the minutes from our November 17th and our December 8th, one regular meeting and one special meeting. If there are no changes to those, I need a motion to accept those, please. Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. The treasurer's report.
Basic information I sent out was that we're still on track with the spending plan for what we have now. The one item that was pretty big is that the hold harmless payments that we used to get 6/7 of by this time, we're going to have a cash flow problem here at the end of November, or end of January, probably February, because of that. The cash that we would get our hold harmless payments for the tangible personal property tax, we'd have 6/7 of it by now. But instead, they've given us half. So that difference there is about $2 million in what we would have gotten at the same time last year that we've gotten this year. So that's going to make a big difference in our cash flow. That's the major item. The other thing is that we did send out an email to everybody about the problems we were having last week in our accounting system that has been fixed, and the ladies were able to get everything re-entered for the second time today, and we're up and running back to where we were. So.
And when do you anticipate getting the rest of our...
The other half will be in either April or May.
Gotcha. So,
point at the same time.
Yeah. Everybody's half. They just, instead of went, they just did half, 50% of it, which is not the way that TPP came in at all. So.
Okay. Is there any other questions for the treasurer? If not, then I move we accept... all the items submitted by the treasurer as submitted. I did. I'm
second.
Moved and second. Roll call,
please. Mr. Mabee. Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 8 is Marysville Public Library appointments. By revised code, since the public library is technically a school district, designed library. All the board appointments need to be approved by the Board of Education. So Ryan is actually here tonight if you have any questions, but their appointment is for Sue Irwin to be a public library board member for a 7-year term beginning January of 12 and expiring December 31st of 2018.
Did you want to add anything to that?
No, just if you have any questions about her, or she's a current board member, so this is a reappointment that the board is requesting. She's a longtime Marysville resident, been active in the schools here. Her children went to Marysville schools, you know, graduated. Mm-hmm. You may have known her. She spent about 24 years at County Engineer's Office, a longtime employee there, and now is currently over at Job and Family Services. You may also know she does a lot of the backstage stuff to all the community theater groups, you know, the fundraisers that are done for the school that is and things like that. So you may come across her along the lines there. She's currently serving as our vice president.
Gotcha.
And I taught her husband in school.
Pardon?
And I taught her husband in school.
Because you started when you were 12, right?
All right, there's no other questions for Ryan. Then I move we I so moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Ooh. Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lasker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Must be cut and paste.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Item 9, staff resignation. There's one resignation there from a latchkey lead at Creekview, effective, it's already effective December 2nd, 2011.
Moved.
Second. Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 10 is employee of district staff recommended below or our individuals approved for a one-year limited contract for the 11-12 school year. Both of these are for our latchkey program.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 11 is employee of student district staff. I recommend that we employ the following work transition student workers effective for the 11-12 school year. And as I put in my notes, these are part of their IEP program, part of the transition work program as part of their education plan.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 12, revised employment recommendation. There was a recommendation that was made last month, I believe it was last month,
mm-hmm.
That was a wrong step, wrong salary schedule. So we actually need to, it was messed up on both things. We need to recommend that so Cindy can pay properly. Mm-hmm.
So second.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Very good.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 13, a leave of absence. I recommend that the following leave of absence be approved. There are three of them there. One is for the rest of the school year, is actually for a medical, half-time medical, for medical purposes. It's unusual, but that's the doctor, and then it's a kindergarten position, so it works.
Oh. So moved.
Second.
Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 14 are district substitutes and home instructors. Listed below are substitutes and home instructors recommended for employment for the 11-12 school year on an as-needed basis. And you have both classified and certified positions there that I recommend be approved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 15 is the student teacher. It is recommended that the following student teacher be approved for the 11-12 school year. She's out of Ashland University, and she's teaching in the business department at high school.
So moved.
Second. Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 16 are district volunteers. This recommendation is to recognize the following volunteers for the 11-12 school year, and again, we recognize the volunteers so that they're covered under our liability insurance.
Who's that Freudenberg character on that hey. List?
She didn't marry.
Not the boy. Not the nice lady either.
I don't know.
So moved.
Hey, I don't care.
Second.
Yeah. Yep, you don't get approved just as well.
Sorry, hon. I have to stay home.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Abstain.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 17 are revisions and additions to the high school course planning workbook or handbook. There are pretty extensive lists there, actually, of course name changes, some combining and so on. There's a great deal of work going on with, as we look ahead and trying to revise our high school curriculum to match, the common standards that are coming up. So a lot of this work goes into that. So we recommend that these be approved so we can start working on the handbook so that they can start scheduling next month.
What's the whole idea behind the non-core graduation requirements? I was looking at it, I just didn't understand it. It looked like they could opt out of PE or something like
they
that.
They can.
Okay, I didn't.
They can opt out of PE now with so much if they have athletic eligibility or band or
whatever
is recognized as them. So if they meet that standard, as long as the parents are signing off on it, it's okay.
So the idea is that you're just making them aware of that?
Yes. That yes. That it's surprising how many parents aren't aware of their kids' schedules.
Yeah.
We make them sign off on them. Kids would prefer that we didn't.
Because the idea there, if I read it right, is that they prevent them, or not prevent them, but it's not accepted by some college.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. If you don't have some of the coursework, it's not accepted by some of the core colleges. And again, you have to plan ahead and kind of know what you're doing.
Any other questions? Okay, then I move we accept the changes to the class course book.
Second.
Moved and second. Well.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 18 are student overnight trips. You have three there. One is for 10 high school students. There are high school students, but they're actually being taught by High Point to go to a conference in Baltimore. Again, that's paid by High Point. There's no cost to the district. And then you have B and C are baseball and softball overnight trips during spring break. And again, those are paid by boosters or parents and no cost to the district.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 19 are fundraisers. Request the following, there are two fundraisers there, be approved so they can move forward with those.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
And item 20, and it's one that Roy's been waiting on. Donations to the district, several donations there to four of our buildings, and I recommend they be approved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right, and the last item on the agenda tonight is our addendum. The motion on the table is to approve the agreement with the Educational Service Center Central Ohio for the services of Dr. Bill Reimer to serve the district as the interim superintendent for related services from the ESC and authorization for payment of costs related to those services as provided in our agreement. And just for those of you out there who may not know who Dr. Bill Reimer is, he was 7 years superintendent at Olin Tangi. Before that, I think he spent 11 years at Ottawa Hills up near Toledo. He just most recently finished up an interim stint at the New Albany Plains School District. He's currently an assistant superintendent with the ESC, and he does some of their board development and those type of activities. I think he'll be a good fit for our transition period for getting us through. So, anybody have any other comments? If not,
yes. I had a question. Amy and Sue, did you had a chance to speak with him and you're okay with him? Because you're the one's going to work with him, not me. And I want to. My vote is going to be your vote. So I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the real appealing thing with Bill is he actually, he did the transition to New Albany. I know he's working on. I'm fairly certain he said it was ODE, but I'm not 100% sure on writing the handbook for transitions, for superintendents and stuff. And so, I think he'll bring a lot of knowledge and certainly some experience in that. So.
And then a lot of interims are just filling the seat. I know, like at High Point, they just needed somebody there to sign
right.
stuff. That's not what we're looking for.
No, clearly the board was looking for someone to continue to kind of keep our momentum moving forward and certainly, the high bar that Mr. Zimmerman has set for the district, we want to make sure that we're, continuing to move in that direction. So, all right, so if there's no other comments in, then I move that we accept that agreement with the ESC for those interim superintendent services.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Freudenberg.
Yes.
Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. One last chance if you'd like to address the board at this time. All right.
I'd like to say something. If I'd known that board meetings would be this short, I would have put up a bigger fight to stay on.
It's a record, buddy.
This is
right. Even our organizational meeting's not this short.
But I do want to say that it's been a privilege the last 11 years to serve on this board and the community to allow me to do that. And, there's some big challenges ahead. And I think probably the challenges ahead are far more greater than the challenges we've had in the past. And, so my thoughts are with you guys, all of you. I trust in you. I believe you'll do a good job. I think we're ready for some change and some new blood and some new things. So I'm anticipating you guys to bring those things to the board. I always believe there's three things that really make up a great district. And of course, our teachers, our staff, our administrators. Our school's rated in excellence, honors in, with our savings, our energy savings. And, we got there not because we had great students, but it's because we had great staff and teachers to get our students there. And then we have to think about who do we get these teachers from, and it's from our, back when Neil was here and hired a bunch of them, and through Larry and his leadership, developed these people. So that means we've got great teachers because we had a great superintendent and assistant superintendent at the time. And then we have a great community. We have a community that cares, that has strong morals, strong faith values. And, those are the things that make us one, and those are the things that I believe that's made us a successful district. And I know we're going to continue to be successful. So as long as we stick together and keep that faith and the strong morals that we have as a community that we have. So thank you for permitting me to serve in the last 11 years. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I guess I should say something.
You don't have to.
Thank you to the community. As I move from this seat to, I'll call it back to the community seat, just wanted to let the board know that still a resource, and be more than happy to help any way I can. So, you know, just because you're not sitting in the seat doesn't mean you can't add value to the district. And I think we have a lot of folks out there in the district, and they show up all the time expressing the desire to be involved. And as Roy said, because of that, we do have a great district, and we've got great folks here. So it's been a pleasure being involved with everyone, and thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and again, thank you too for your service to the community. Certainly been great. So I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Lasseter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer. Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned.